You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. Michigan has a law in the book that grants the police immunity from prosecution if they've had sex with a prostitute during an investigation. Michigan is the only remaining state we know of which still grants that immunity, but that might change. Joining me now is Bridget Carr. She's a professor and the director of the Human Trafficking Clinic at the University of Michigan Law School. So when did you become aware of this exemption for police?
I became aware of the exemption a couple of years ago when Hawaii was phasing out their exemption, and a number of folks in the human trafficking community were upset that Michigan retained the exemption, because what that means is a potential for people to have sex with human trafficking victims who are in the commercial sex industry without any harm coming to them.
What was the goal of having this law in the first place?
I don't think that there was much intent behind this law. The reason the law is structured the way it is because of the way the prostitution laws are written. So for law enforcement to have any power to investigate with immunity, they got all the power, and no one thought to go back and carve out a prohibition against sexual intercourse.
Now, as I understand it, you've talked to some police agencies and others about this, and they were unaware?
So the reactions were mixed. There were folks who said, oh, of course that can't be the case. That's not how we're trained. There were others who said, yes, that's true, but we're not trained that way. No police officer or prosecutor that I spoke with said, that's a tool that we use in our training, or that's what we expect our law enforcement to be doing.
So if they're not aware of this law and they're not taught to use this practice, is changing this law just a matter of housekeeping, or is there more to it?
I think there's more to it, because what I do know from my own clients is that people who either say they are cops, who are cops, or who are impersonating cops know about this exemption and threaten my clients with it sometimes. It's not rampant, but it happens. And I think it says something about us as a community that we would allow this type of exemption for law enforcement, whether it's used very often or not.
Now, you've talked to a few individuals. Have you talked to prosecutors, the Attorney General's office, police departments, the Michigan State Police, anybody like that, about this?
I have. I've talked to all of those folks multiple times and multiple legislators in different sessions, and I keep raising the issue and hoping that someone will want to address it. And I hear two responses. One is, it doesn't happen, so we don't want to pass a law that's ineffective. And the other is, well, this maybe is a tool that we need to use. One of those can't be true, right? It's either a tool that we use, which I think is a problem, or it's never used, then let's get rid of it, because on principle, it's a bad idea.
Any idea why Michigan is the last holdout with a law like this?
I don't know. I think that many states probably passed laws similar to Michigan's initially, but then realized they needed to create a carve-out. I haven't figured out effective ways to work with the Michigan State Legislature, so maybe it's my problem. And so I just hope that we can fix it, because I don't hear a lot of people saying that they want it retained.
Well, we talked to Representative Gary Glenn's office, and the staff says they're in the process of actually finalizing a draft of this bill, and it will be introduced in a few weeks. Were you aware of that?
I was aware of that. I've worked with Representative Glenn's office on this, but he's not the first legislator that I've gone down this path with. And so far, none of them have gone through with the deal and had a bill introduced and had a vote. And so I'm keeping my fingers crossed.
Did they tell you why they didn't go follow through with it?
Again, it was this sort of different opinion of, we're not going to pass a law that's not needed, or, well, maybe law enforcement needs it. And so we'll see.
Bridget Carr heads up the Human Trafficking Clinic at the University of Michigan Law School. Thanks for coming in and telling us about this.
Thank you for having me.